Do you want to become more productive in your life? Do you want to become, you want to have more results, more goals that are being accomplished and achieved? Do you want to be more successful in every area of your life? And when you really follow through on the things that you set, on those goals that you set, you really accomplish. And you not only accomplish, but you accomplish with a good attitude and a smile even on the way. What do you think about that? So there is something that people need to learn how to do for themselves to get them to follow through and to really accomplish their goals. This is the thing. You need to understand something about your brain. Okay, your brain is there to protect you. Okay, and because of that, there's good and bad things that come from that. So the good thing is, you know, you have this fight or flight defense mechanism in your being, in yourself, where it's there to protect you to survive. So if, you know, there is a dog that is roaming around right there, your brain will begin to tell you, hey, beware, right? Because that's danger. You can get hurt. There can be pain involved. So your brain will start to come up with rights and reasons and excuses, good or bad. It'll come up with reasons why you shouldn't go around that dog, why you shouldn't talk to that person about that issue, why you shouldn't set a goal to, you know, lose 15 pounds. You know, whatever it is, your brain will begin to determine, is this good for me or not? And of course, the way you look at it, your own perspective and how you decide to look at it is going to determine what your brain is going to pull up and create for you. So, for an example, if you have this goal that you're setting, okay, I'm going to lose 10 pounds and I'm going to get toned, okay? So you're excited about it, you're pumped up, you know, it's the New Year's resolution or whatever reason it is. You have a birthday coming up, you have a shirt or dress you wanted to get, whatever reason. You have this goal to lose weight, to get toned. You set the goal, right? So you start off good, but then what happens? You start to cheat here and there with your meals. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, it's been a long day. You know, your brain will come up with rights and reasons why it's okay this time to eat that chip, or it's not a lot, or, you know, a half a donut or whatever. We come up with rights and reasons why it's okay. Also, your brain wants to keep you away from anything that's going to cause you pain. Okay, this is the part of the protecting you. So there's the fight or flight. Like, again, if there's danger, you need to be able to fight or flight, run away. Fight for your life or run away for your life. That's a good thing. But if you are looking at exercise as something that's painful all of a sudden, at first this was a goal, you're excited about it, right? Now, day three of your workout program, you're freaking sore, right? You're sore and you're like, ah, man, I'm sore. And then you start to think about my workout today. And then you start thinking, oh, that's gonna hurt. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this. You come up with a simple thought real quick. It doesn't need to be dwelled on too long. And if you dwell on it and entertain it more, then man, it gets even stronger faster. But you just have that thought like, oh, I don't know if I can do another day. Or, oh man, I'm really sore right now though. Or it's gonna hurt. Or I don't know if I can. Or maybe I should, you know, take a break. All these things will come up, the rights and reasons. And then you will come up, you won't do it. So what you need to do is create a leverage in yourself to be able to push through those times where it's inconvenient, where it doesn't feel good, where it hurts, where it's scary. You know, those times where your brain is coming up with rights and reasons not to do it. That's the point where the leverage that I want to tell you how to create is super important. Otherwise, you won't follow through. And those things that you know you should be doing, you won't do. And the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, you will do, because you don't have enough leverage in yourself to follow through and push through that inconvenience and that discomfort. So how do you create leverage in yourself? Two ways, through the benefits and consequences. So get really clear. In your imagination, you need to use all of your senses to experience fully. Like if you are, imagine that you accomplished this goal, whatever it is, this habit that you wanted to create. If you really set it, if you accomplished it, you need to imagine like you already did it. How is it going to affect your whole life? You know, your energy, your relationships, your production, your business, your sales, your parenting. Like imagine how it smells, how it tastes, what it feels like, what it sounds like, what you're wearing. as much as detail as you can imagine of you experiencing, you accomplishing that goal, the benefits of it, the better for you. That's leverage inside of you. Okay. But also the other way around, you need to also think about the pain, the issues, the problems that's going to happen if you don't accomplish this goal that you're setting. What are the issues that's going to create in your relationships, in your energy, in your health, in your accomplishing things, in your business, whatever it is. If you don't accomplish this goal and this habit that you want to set, if you don't accomplish it, what are the bad things, the consequences that's going to happen? What are you going to miss out on? This is your leverage. That pain of not doing it, and also that amazing, you know, benefits and the good things that are going to come from getting it done. That's the leverage inside of you. And the more you imagine it, the more clear you are, the more you smell it, taste it, feel it, and really go there on both the pain and also the pleasure, both the good and the bad of doing it and not doing it. The more detailed you are, the more you see it, the more leverage that you have in yourself to follow through when it's not convenient and doesn't feel good. The more you remind yourself of those things, the more power you're creating in yourself, this leverage to accomplish what you want to do and create the life that you want. Create that leverage. Create that leverage. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're going to get some practical things that will bring results today. Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I want to help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations, helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.